vulnerable populations that we oftentimes think about in research as well as in emergency management practice is we oftentimes have checklists to ask community leaders, where are your elderly persons living who may be frail? Where are your medically dependent populations who may require power, for example, to keep their medical devices going? Where are your children, and especially your youngest children, your infants, who may need complete protection in order to survive a disaster? Women oftentimes are vulnerable in disasters. In the post-disaster period, we oftentimes see an increase in domestic violence. Men are sometimes vulnerable in the disaster itself because men are oftentimes more likely to be outside and to find themselves in harm's way. Racial and ethnic minorities across this nation are more likely to live in housing that is less secure, so housing that may be located in a floodplain or maybe an unreinforced masonry building in an earthquake zone. And so that's what, when we talk about vulnerable populations, there's nothing about being elderly that makes you vulnerable, or being an African American, or being a child. It's how those categories interact with resource availability and social networks, social connections, access to power, and so forth, that sort of all interact and oftentimes render certain people in our society more vulnerable.
Your work looking at what happened in Katrina, you co-authored an award-winning book, Children of Katrina, and it's 12 years since Hurricane Katrina and what happened in Louisiana and the other states that were impacted by the flooding there. Looking at the pictures of what's coming out of Houston, I think a lot of people are brought back to this time 12 years ago. What can we learn from Katrina in terms of how people in Houston can be helped, not just by the government and federal agencies like FEMA, but other, say, NGOs? What can we learn from Katrina when we look at what's happening in Houston?
I just want to recognize that August 29th is indeed the 12th year anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, that as of today does still stand as our most costly disaster in our national history, one of our most deadly, with over 1,600 people losing their lives in Katrina. And so I really want to thank you for asking about Katrina and for making those connections to what's unfolding right now in Harvey. As you mentioned, Maeve, you're right. I have spent more than a decade of my life working on really two big projects after Hurricane Katrina. One of them was a large collaborative project with 12 scholars across the United States where Katrina survivors landed. And we ended up putting together a book called Displaced: Life in the Katrina Diaspora that was all about the resettlement experiences of people who were displaced after Katrina. Over a million people in Katrina were scattered all across the United States. And so that work was about trying to understand their resettlement in these unfamiliar communities, and also in many cases, the return to a disaster affected environment. And so I'm going to return to that theme of displacement. And then the second project was indeed on children. As you mentioned, Alice Fothergill, also a sociologist, and I followed a group of children for nearly a decade after Hurricane Katrina. And we wrote a book about their experiences and what helped or hindered recovery among the youngest survivors after that terrible storm. And so to your question, based on that research on displacement, on children and other vulnerable people after Katrina, you ask what lessons may be drawn and how people might be helped who are survivors of Harvey. So the first thing I want to say in response to that question is, what is happening right now with this response to Harvey? And it is still very much ongoing. Forecasts I just looked at a minute ago are saying that some places are still going to perhaps get up to 25 inches more rain. And everything I'm reading and hearing from colleagues and experts is that this is just an unprecedented event. And so there is much that is still unknown about this event and much that's still ongoing. However, it is already apparent that so many lessons have been learned from the Katrina disaster in terms of days before Harvey made landfall, the things were happening, like evacuating, preemptive evacuations of pediatric units from hospitals, for example, of critical care patients from hospitals. So I think that is just one concrete example of many lessons that have been learned that are helping with this emergency response period. But what is also clear is that this is going to be a disaster, a catastrophe of historic proportions. And what that means is that the recovery process ahead is going to be very long, and it's going to be made all the more difficult for persons who don't have private resources, don't have insurance, savings, or other resources to fall back on in the recovery process. And so I think always having an eye toward equity and justice during the rebuilding process, because not everybody is going to start that rebuilding process from the same place, is going to be one consideration that is going to be really important in communities across Texas to try to figure out those sorts of considerations. We also know that right now children across the region are out of school and may be out of their schools for an extended period of time, and that starts opening up questions about what is this going to mean for their academic school year, what can happen to try to facilitate getting children back into school, which we learned lessons from Katrina about that. We also learned a lot of lessons from Katrina about when people are displaced to unfamiliar communities, things that might be able to happen when people are literally experiencing a flood of basic needs in all areas of their lives. One of the most important lessons I think we learned about that in Katrina with the resettlement process was really that we have to recognize that oftentimes aid comes in after a disaster very piecemeal. So, you know, a grant may come in for mental health services, and then 2 weeks later, we get funding for transportation, and a month later, the housing support starts to kick in. But survivors who have lost everything in a disaster, they oftentimes have this simultaneous need that they need shelter, food, clothing, water, a new school. They need employment and so forth. They need all of these things simultaneously. And so I think that's one of the big lessons of Katrina, was also how can we do recovery in a more coordinated manner, where different agencies and organizations are working together to try to help survivors of these terrible disasters to really start putting their lives back together.